This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. At least three people have been killed and dozens wounded as handheld radios used by Hezbollah detonated late on Wednesday afternoon across the country's south and in the suburbs of Beirut. At least one of the blasts took place near a funeral for those killed the previous day when thousands of pagers used by the group exploded across the country. That death toll has risen to 12. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Taiwanese company Gold Apollo says it authorized its brand on the pagers that exploded in Lebanon and Syria, but that another company based in Budapest manufactured them. Pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah had exploded near simultaneously. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack. An American official has said Israel briefed the U.S. on Tuesday after the conclusion of the operation in which small amounts of explosives secreted in the pagers were detonated. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to discuss information publicly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Despite what the anonymous source said, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken claims the U.S. was not aware of the plan at a press conference on Wednesday in Egypt.
The United States did not know about, nor was it involved in, these incidents, and we're still gathering the information and gathering the facts. Broadly speaking, we've been very clear, and we remain very clear, about the importance of all parties avoiding any steps that could further escalate the conflict that we're trying to resolve in Gaza, to see it spread to other fronts. It's clearly not in the interest of anyone involved to see that happen.
Hezbollah on Wednesday said it had attacked Israeli artillery positions with rockets in retaliation and is raising prospects of a wider Middle Eastern war. Expanded coverage can be found at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new Microsoft threat intelligence report details how Russia-linked actors are now going full throttle in their covert influence efforts against Vice President Kamala Harris. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The report shows how, after a slow start, groups linked to the Kremlin have redoubled their commitment to swaying U.S. political opinion as the election nears. The report details fake videos that racked up millions of views across social media that seed disinformation about the Democratic presidential nominee. The report builds on previous U.S. concerns about Russian interference in the upcoming election. Harris's campaign declined to comment. The Russian embassy did not respond to requests for comment. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United States Navy is preparing for a potential conflict with China by learning lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Navy is taking lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea to get ready for a potential future conflict with China.
I'm very focused on 2027.
That's the year Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Navy's top officer, says China has ordered its forces to be ready for invading Taiwan. Franchetti wants the Navy ready if needed.
If the nation calls us, we can push the go button.
Franchetti tells the AP she's unveiling an ambitious plan that includes boosting maintenance and recruiting. The Navy's learning from how Ukraine's forces have used a variety of capabilities to limit Russia's Black Sea Fleet operations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports on a judge ordering musician Sean Diddy Combs to be jailed in sex trafficking and racketeering case.
U.S. Magistrate Robin Tarnovsky refused a proposal from Sean Diddy Combs' defense to release him on a $50 million bond to home detention. Prosecutors say Combs drugged and abused women, then used his vast resources to cover up the crimes. Combs has pleaded not guilty. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, said outside court the case stems from a consensual relationship.
He didn't do these things. This was a 10-year relationship. There's no coercion. There's no crime.
Agnifilo did not name the woman, but the details match those of Combs' relationship with singer Cassie Ventura.
AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta. Germany has agreed with Colombia to pursue a migration deal, the Interior Ministry said on Wednesday, building on efforts by Berlin to bring skilled workers into Europe's biggest economy via bilateral agreements while reining in irregular migration. Germany has already struck such agreements with India, Georgia, Kenya, Uzbekistan, and Morocco, which, among other things, seek to speed up the deportation of unsuccessful asylum seekers. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News. We'll be right back.